Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening. I'm Lynette Kittle, and today's topic is A God Who Is Willing. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A God Who Is Willing, written and read by Lynette Kittle. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. Luke 5:13. Like me, you've probably known or know someone praying for God to heal them, who is still sick, or worse yet, someone who many prayed to be healed, but instead passed away. Scripture is very clear. God is willing to heal. So how do we explain when people continue to suffer or even die? We don't. Instead, we keep our eyes on the truth that God's will is to heal. And just because we sometimes don't see it happen doesn't mean it isn't true. Although a heartbreaking experience when someone isn't healed or passes away, God reminds us, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55:9. It becomes an opportunity where even though we don't understand or can't explain why, we choose to say, "But I trust in you, Lord. I say you are my God." Psalm 31:14. God tells us over and over in Scripture of his willingness and desire to heal us. Psalm 147:3 affirms, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." As well, Psalm 103:3 explains, "He is a God who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases." Likewise, Psalm 107:20 describes how he sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Not one time in the Bible do we read where Jesus was unwilling to heal those who came to him. And we know God the Father is willing to heal too, because Hebrews 1:3 explains Jesus is the exact representation of God. As well, Jesus often healed whole crowds of people. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. Matthew 4:23. Because he healed entire crowds of people, we can be pretty safe in believing he healed people who didn't have great faith to be healed, and individuals who hadn't confessed all their sin, even some who were probably living in sin, and even those who had brought on their own sickness through their actions or lifestyles. All the reasons Christians often offer people as reasons why some people aren't healed or die. But healing isn't dependent on our own efforts or condition. For God does not show favoritism, Romans 2:11. Rather, it is dependent on the one who freely heals and delivers. Again, Matthew 4:24 describes how news about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them. Still often, some of the same individuals who believe Jesus saves don't believe he heals. Yet how many millions of people pass away without knowing God? Does that mean God doesn't save? Of course not. Although many men and women are passing away not knowing God, it's not God's will. His will for a dying world is summed up in 1 Timothy 2:4. He is a God who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. Like written in his word, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that everyone who believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." John 3:16. So why do people doubt God's desire to heal? Because they are focusing on not seeing it happen around them, rather than on the truth that just like God saves, he also heals. As Jeremiah 17:14 explains, "Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise." Intersecting faith and life. If you're having difficulty believing God is willing to heal, maybe because of personal experiences and losses, ask God to renew your faith in his heart to heal, even when you don't see it happen. Further reading: Powerful Prayers for Personal Healing. Healing Bible Verses.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercouli, your host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.